is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 6th of December, 2009. Today is St. Nicholas Day. St. Nicholas, who lived in the 4th century, the Archbishop of Myra in Lycia, which is now Turkey, who took pity on a poor man who couldn't afford a dowry for his three daughters. So St. Nicholas left purses of gold, brought them down the chimney, put the gold in stockings, which one of the daughters had set out to dry. And so St. Nicholas comes down to us as the bringer of anonymous gifts and the inspiration for jolly old St. Nick and Father Christmas and Santa Claus. St. Nicholas Day is still celebrated in many European countries and in some cities with German influence like Milwaukee and St. Louis and Cincinnati. Children put out their shoes the night before, and in the morning find them filled with chocolates or cookies or fruit, marbles, little toys. It's the birthday of the man who wrote The Way You Wear Your Hat, The Way You Sip Your Tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. Ira Gershwin, born in New York, 1896. It's the birthday of Baldassare Castiglione, born near Mantua, Italy, in 1478. Wrote poems, wrote love sonnets, best known for a book called Il Cortigiano, The Courtier, which described the ideal Renaissance nobleman as gentle, modest, reserved, above all things avoiding ostentation and that impudent self-praise by which men ever excite hatred and disgust in all who hear them. And it's the birthday of Susanna Moody, born in Bungay, England, 1803, settled in the wilderness of Canada. Wrote about the hard life there in her book Roughing It in the Bush. Wrote it as a warning to fellow British people of the hardship of the Canadian wilderness. But the book became a classic. It's been called the Canadian version of Laura Ingalls Wilder. Here's a poem for today by Evan Boland, entitled Quarantine. In the worst hour of the worst season of the worst year of a whole people, a man set out from the workhouse with his wife. He was walking, they were both walking north. She was sick with famine fever and could not keep up. He lifted her and put her on his back. He walked like that, west and north, until at nightfall, under freezing stars, they arrived. In the morning, they were both found dead, of cold, of hunger, of the toxins of a whole history. But her feet were held against his breastbone, the last heat of his flesh was his last gift to her. Let no love poem ever come to this threshold. There is no place here for the inexact praise of the easy graces and sensuality of the body. There is only time for this merciless inventory, their death together in the winter of 1847, also what they suffered, how they lived, and what there is between a man and a woman, and in which darkness it can best be proved. Quarantine by Evan Boland, from her collection Against Love Poetry, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shavonik and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Thank you.